Boys and girls, where are you? Let me see you here. I think I can find you in the congregation here today. Have you ever gone at supper time and tried to take a hot potato out of the pot? How did that go? Have you ever tried to play the game hot potato? It is when you gather a few friends around and music is played and you take an object and you pass it one to the other and you get rid of it as quickly as you can as if it was a hot potato in your hand. And then when the music stops, whoever is left holding the hot potato, well, you're out. You're out. On the morning that the Lord Jesus was led out to be crucified, there were a number of people who played hot potato with the Lord Jesus. The night before, the Jews did a terrible thing. They sentenced the Lord Jesus to death, but they did not have the power in themselves to execute the Lord. And so in the morning, they brought him to Pilate. Pilate had no interest in the matter at all. He had no desire at first to put the Lord Jesus to death, but the Jews insisted. And so they passed the matter on to him, and they cried out, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" And Pilate began to ask the Lord a few questions, and he said, "Art thou the King of the Jews?" And the strange thing is that the Lord never said a word. He was completely silent. What was Pilate to do? He wanted to be done with this hot potato case. He wanted to get rid of it. And so he dropped the case and gave it off to Herod. He had heard from the Jews that Jesus was of Galilee. And Herod was the tetrarch of Galilee, the ruler of that land, up near the Lake Galilee. And of course, Jesus had been born in Nazareth. It was up in that northern part of the country. And so Pilate sent the Lord Jesus, with those accusing Jews following him, over to the palace of Herod, who was in the city of Jerusalem at that time. And so Herod got the hot potato. He got the case of the Lord Jesus. What would he do? Well, he quite liked to interview him because Herod had heard many things about the Lord Jesus and he had heard something of the miracles. And so he had relished the idea that maybe if I interview the Lord, I might get him to perform a miracle for me. But again, the Lord Jesus was totally, absolutely silent and he said absolutely nothing. And again, the Jews accused the Lord with loud, cruel shouts that revealed their personal hatred toward the Lord Jesus. And as a result, Herod, he became cruel also. And he set his men of war to beat up the Lord Jesus. And they put on him a robe that mocked him as a king. And then Herod sought to get rid of this hot potato, the Lord Jesus, and he sent him back again to Pilate. It was like a game to Pilate and Herod, because the Bible tells us that that day, Pilate and Herod, who had a few problems, they became friends. And so their interest was not really in the Lord, but in each other and how they could get along. And so again, with Jesus before him, Pilate asked the Lord Jesus many questions. And Pilate became convinced that the Lord was innocent. He knew in his heart that the Lord had done nothing wrong. And he told the Jews, "I, having examined him before you, have found no fault in this man, touching those whereof ye accuse him." Neither had Herod found any fault in the Lord Jesus. And then Pilate hit upon a rather clever idea. It was the yearly custom that a prisoner be released. And so Pilate began to scheme in his mind, if I could only find the worst possible prisoner, a man that the people hate, and they will want to see him sentenced, then they will allow the Lord Jesus to go free. And so Pilate chose Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a murderer, a criminal. He was dark, he was wily, he was wicked. And Pilate was sure no right-thinking person will ever allow this man to escape, that he might go back to his former crimes and fill the city with fear. He was sure that people would cry out, "Put Barabbas to death and let Jesus go free." Well, to Pilate's shock and horror, the people cried out, "Release Barabbas." That was unthinkable. But Pilate had given the people their choice and their right to decide. And when they chose Barabbas to be put to free, that meant Jesus was to be put to death. And again, Pilate was left with this hot potato that would not go away. To make matters worse, his wife, Pilate's wife, came rushing to him and warned him very sternly, as only a wife could do, and say, "Pilate, don't you dare have anything to do with that just man, because I have been warned in a dream this very day." And Pilate was really burdened and concerned. But the Jewish people cried out all the louder, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" And Pilate asked, "Why? What evil hath he done?" So again, we see that Pilate was sure that the Lord Jesus was innocent. And Pilate knew that it was because of badness or envy that the Jews cried out, "Crucify him." He knew that it was due to the wicked hatred of their hearts that they were seeking to put Jesus to death. I wonder, is it possible, boys and girls, that there is such hatred in your heart against the Son of God? The Lord said, "He that is not for me is against me." And we do have a decision to make. Either I'm going to be a Christian or not. And if not, then it declares that our hearts are opposed to the Lord Jesus. And then came the biggest problem of all for Pilate. The people who felt that this case was slipping away, they came up with this statement, that if you release Jesus, you are not Caesar's friend. Now, Pilate was a politician. He received his power and authority from Caesar. And if he fell out of favor with Caesar, he was sunk. And so this now became the last spring in the trap. And Pilate, weak man that he was, felt totally trapped, that there was nothing now that he could do, even though he knew it was wrong, even though he knew that Jesus was pure. He consented and allowed the Jews to have their ways to crucify the Lord Jesus. He was not willing to stand up for Jesus. Now we sing that hymn, stand up for Jesus. Ye soldiers of the cross, lift high his royal banner. It must not suffer loss. Do you stand up for the Lord Jesus? There are many in this world who hate him. There are many in this world just like those Jews, and they would harm him. Do you stand up for Jesus, or are you like Pilate, weak, unwilling to take your stand for the Lord? Now, Pilate attempted to free himself from the guilt of sentencing the Lord Jesus by taking a basin of water and a towel and in public drama washing his hands symbolically, making the public statement that I want to be free from this. And so he took that water, he dipped his hands, he rubbed them, dried them, But Pilate was not free from the guilt. And the Jews cried out, "His blood be on us and upon our children." Pilate, he was the governor of the land of Judea. That's the land where Jesus lived and ministered and did miracles. Pilate had authority to end Jesus' life or to save his life. And he was guilty of handing over the Lord to these crying Jews and to his own Roman soldiers who were to carry out the execution. And so Pilate was by no means free from the guilt and the condemnation. And nobody can wash their hands from the decision of what you're going to do with Jesus. That was one of Pilate's questions. What then shall I do with Jesus, which is called Christ? And this question comes to every one of us, especially everywhere that the gospel is preached. What are you going to do with the Lord Jesus? Are you going to open your heart and invite him in? Or are you going to push him away and find every possible excuse to pass this on to someone else? You can't do that. Poor Pilate. He was weak, indecisive, and guilty. And history tells us that he lost everything anyway. He lost his position as the governor very soon afterwards. And he soon died. And he lost his soul. All because he would not stand up for the Lord Jesus. And I would ask you today to not be like Pilate. Never have anyone say, "You're a Pilate." Be a Christian. Invite the Lord into your heart and live for him. Will you do that? That is what makes you a Christian whom God will wonderfully bless. Well, I want to